VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States on Monday reimposed sanctions on Iran's oil industry and financial sector. It followed through on President Trump's promise to roll back relief that Iran got as part of an international agreement to limit its nuclear program. But as the president left the White House for a campaign event on Monday, he told reporters he wants to go a little slower on sanctioning major importers of Iranian oil. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Today we sanctioned more than 700 individuals, entities, aircraft, and vessels.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin calls it the largest set of sanctions ever imposed on Iran. They target the Islamic Republic's energy, financial, and shipping sectors. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is granting six-month waivers to eight countries.
Responsible to the specific circumstances and to ensure a well-supplied oil market.
The sanctions' objective?
Starve the Iranian regime of the revenue it uses to fund violent and destabilizing activities.
Iran has been conducting air defense drills while President Hassan Rouhani says the nation is facing a war situation.
The Trump administration has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to allow it to end the program that shields hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program allows the young people known as Dreamers to live and work in the United States with no guarantee of citizenship. Thousands of Central American migrants are bedding down for the night inside a stadium in Mexico City as they regroup and continue on to the U.S. Many got medical attention. Others picked through boxes of donated clothes and had a lunch of chicken and rice. They will sleep inside on tents or on bleachers on top of thin mattresses, hoping to fend off the nighttime chill. This is VOA News. In the United States, congressional